The word that I would have to share that might be in addition to what's being said so far is Romans 12, the whole chapter, but I'm going to just kind of focus on one thing, and that's Romans 12, 2. And that's, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. The Lord convicted me pretty significantly in the last few years about, He gave me the word fastidiousness, which I'm an advertising copywriter, so writing is really fun for me, so He uses words I don't know so that I have to look it up because it's kind of fun. And I had no idea what fastidious even meant. And He was telling me I had walked out of my woundedness from the body of Christ, misunderstanding me and me not knowing how to figure this whole prophetic thing out. I had developed my own form of spiritual fastidiousness, and that word means overly refined and easily offended. And I had become overly refined and easily offendable toward people in the body who didn't seem to understand me or my kind. And that was a reaction that He asked me to, called me to repent of. And it's easy for prophetic people to walk in that because we are given revelation, understanding. We're shown something down there, and so we're assuming that we're there too. You know, but really, we're back here. He's showing us there, and He's about to bring us through all the fire and all the tribulation of having our hearts ready to walk in the truth of that. When we receive a word, we're not necessarily ready to walk in the actual character of that word. It's usually walked out then by us in subjective ways here, there, and everywhere in our life. And that's when we incorporate everything that the Bible has to say about the spirit of love. And we find out everywhere in our life that we're not doing it, which is just about everywhere. And that's what your repentance is. You're doing prophetic intercession from here till the word is true in yourself of understanding how love plays into that. So every time you go back to 1 Corinthians 13, every time you go to Romans when it's talking about the spiritual giftings and how love plays the big part in that, you find out where you're not walking in love, you repent, and it takes time because your feelings come up and your wounds or your anger comes up and you're mad at the fact that you reacted that way again and again, but you just keep laying it down, you keep bringing it to the cross, and then one day you do look back and you go, oh, it changed. It finally, you know, God freed me of that. But character is shaped and forged in the fire of love, and that's the whole easy message. That's it. It's just all about understanding what love is, what love isn't, and sacrificial love being the greatest love, and the love that burns the selfishness out of us. Everything about love, true love, is unselfish. So you get to walk out from here to there. The character forming process of understanding love and walking it out from understanding how He loves you and how you're to love other people. That's it.
Cool one. Isn't she something? And she's leaving with me. Boy, did I overachieve or what? Anyway, before we leave, I know we've talked a lot this weekend about the don'ts of the prophetic and, you know, the pitfalls and all that. I don't want to leave on that note because I want you to know this. Collectively, you are one of the best group of people I've been with in years. And I love you. And I want you to know that everything we've talked about here is not from the onerous, don't do that perspective or you're going to screw up. It's about maybe helping you get a quantum leap over some of this stuff so that you can find the place of running free with your Lord. It's like people say, well, I just want to walk with Jesus. That's great. I want to run with Him. Even though physically I walk really slow, I don't want to be a walker. I want to run. If I have to be on, keep one foot on the ground, I'll hop. I mean, you know, just don't hold me back. And Lord, don't let me hold me back. I don't want to be held back by me. So all this stuff we're talking about, the thing we have to be aware of and careful of is don't become so internalized about these things that they themselves end up being a trap for you. You know what I mean? There are people that are so self-focused, they're always processing themselves. Get over yourself. Get on to the people around you. Don't live your life in this internal, isolated place where you, every event of life has to be, oh, what does that make me feel? Who cares? I mean, basically, it's like, who cares? I'm sorry. Your father cares, but what he cares more about is not comforting in you, and it's getting you past him because he's ready to run. Let's go. Come on, let's run. And the free place in your heart where you reached a place where you know you can run with him because you're not tripping yourself up anymore is unbelievable. It is an unbelievable freedom. So many of what we are told in a process of learning and growing is the don'ts. Well, the reason that there's don'ts is so we can get on to the to-dos. That's all it is. Just by not doing the to-don'ts doesn't mean you're going to end up with the to-dos. Because you can end up focusing so much of your life and energy on the to-don'ts that becomes the focal point of your life. We're more worried about not screwing up than we are about doing right. So don't let that be a trap to you. I mean, don't overwork this. Lighten up. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And you can have joy without being perfect. You can have joy because joy is not the same as being happy. Joy comes from living today, knowing who I am. Yes, but even more knowing who He is. And even if I do all the to-don'ts today, He's still going to be who He is. He's not going to condemn me. He's not going to beat me up. He's not going to get rid of me. He's going to love me. He's going to look at me like He always does and go, boy, all right, come on. That's my boy. Come on, let's go. Still want me? Well, of course. You know? He is the ultimate papa. He really is. One thing in that, though, that I do feel like we need to keep in mind. We have a Father who desperately, passionately loves us, wants intimacy with us. In that process, the one thing that I see does happen sometimes with prophetic people is that because we say, God showed me, God did, da, 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 we make the word of the Lord overly familiar and casual. We do. Our God is a consuming fire. We just have fire insurance through Jesus. But He's still a fire. And you do not trifle with, you do not get overly familiar or casual with fire. As long as I'm in Christ, I'm safe from the fire. The spirit of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's not wisdom. It's the beginning of wisdom. One of the seven spirits of God is the spirit of wisdom and counsel. You can't get that without a significant measure of the spirit of the fear of God. So we're always walking this edge. My daddy loves me, my daddy loves me, but my daddy isn't somebody you screw with either. You know? It's just the truth. But it is incredible freedom when you stay there. And on that lane, you can run as fast and far as you want. And He'll just say, come on, son. Come on, daughter. Wow, let's go. So, you know, I want to leave you with the overall message that this is good. You are good. You are a great group of people. And I mean, I sit, you know, you do that radar thing. Every person is like, I went all around the room and it's like, I love every one of them. Cool. That doesn't happen very often. So you've been given a place here, an opportunity to be in on something that I believe will have a very great impact and is fairly significant in the kingdom of God. How far it goes and how far you run with it is up to you. But there is an opportunity being, an invitation being given here. And in that vein and thing, I want to say, I bless you in it. Every one of you, I bless you in it. Run after the Lord your God with all of your heart, soul, strength, and mind. You will never regret it, ever. You might pay a price for it, but you will never regret it. And leave with this one last thought. Told me this when I was a teenager many years ago. He said, my love is free. My love is free. I give that freely to everybody. But he said, my friendship will cost you everything. Do you want to be his friend? And start running. But it will cost you everything. But it's worth it. It is worth it. Okay? Thank you. I want to thank you for having us here. I mean, for Janet and I, this has been like finding the oasis in the middle of the Sahara. Thank you. It's great. So, thanks.